The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I know it's happened to many, many of our listeners. May have happened to you. You come back to your car, it's been parked somewhere, and you know, a scratch. Was it there when I parked in that supermarket car park, or was it not? I don't know. Was it me or my partner, my spouse, who was driving the car when the scratch happened? On the other hand, you get people who absolutely have a tip, and it may not be serious. If it's a serious accident, one set of rules. If it's just a tiny tip and maybe a dent somewhere, it's another set of rules. Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and consultant to the RAAC, has been pondering over this.
Good morning, Pat.
You were a victim.
I was, yes, a victim of a crime. Heaven help me. A small dent on the door of my car. So I'm there looking at it going, did that happen in Supervalue car park? I think it did. I'm not sure. But whoever it was didn't own up. So like many motorists, I'm there looking at the dent of the car. My options are, do I claim against my insurance company? That would seem reckless. It's bound to cost me down the line. Do I just pay for my own repair? I'm going to be down a few hundred quid. Or do I just live with the dent?
And you know, the first dent is always the worst.
I know. That's the virtue of having a 10-year-old car. You don't worry about it too much. Had it been my wife's car now, it'd be a very different kettle of fish. So what do I do? And strangely enough, you know, I was saying it in conversation to somebody that's saying, wouldn't you love to catch the fellow who did it? You'd be furious with him. Do you know, whoever it was, I actually have some sympathy because I can see where he's coming from. There was a story in the Irish Times not so long ago about a tip like that where the other party wound up making a really excessive claim. They wanted a brand new baby seat, as well as the panel repair, as well as this, as well as that. A claim that ran into thousands for a touch in the car park. So will you have people taking advantage like that? I can kind of understand the motivation of somebody looking at that light tip going, do you know what? The very easiest thing for me to do is just slink away and say nothing. Yeah. Now, they shouldn't. They should have put a note on the car. They should have fessed up. But you can understand why they were tempted not to.
Now, what can you do in that situation? I mean, the supermarket are not probably going to share CCTV with you.
No. And it depends on the degree of damage. I mean, if somebody has done many thousands of euro worth of damage, if some gouger walked through a car park with a key, for example, scratching cars, then, you know, the Gardaí can investigate. They can put up CCTV. They can investigate as they would anything else. But the reality of this is that unless it truly is serious, in the vast majority of cases, motorists just have to say, well, that's one of those things.
Yeah. And it is happening every day, multiple times.
Multiple times per day, yeah.
Now, suppose you have a tip and, you know, you regularly wonder what the holdup is, and then you eventually get to the holdup as you're driving along and you realise that there are two cars in the middle of the road and maybe there's a bumper dent on one or maybe a front headlight is gone or a rear lamp is gone and, you know, two people have come together.
Yeah, and this obviously is an everyday occurrence. And I remember we looked at this in quite some detail back when I was in the AA because the experience of the individual who's just had that crash, it's the most sickening sound a motorist could hear, whether you've just reversed into a pillar or just, and that scrunch sound, and oh my God. And it turns out that it's very, very common for people to feel really flustered when that happened. The most common reaction for somebody is to say, I'm fine, and want to get away from the scene and then regret afterwards not taking fuller details. So there's a couple of things that are basic. Firstly, you have to exchange insurance details. You cannot reasonably withhold your insurance details. They're on your windscreen anyway. You should report it to Gardaí, but if it's not an important crash, they may not be able to attend the scene. So you have to make a judgment call. And we're talking here, obviously, not about an accident where somebody's been hurt. If somebody's been hurt, you know, you call the emergency services. But I knocked your wing mirror off. And the two of us are standing in the middle of a junction looking at a bit of broken glass and a few hundred quid's worth of damage, phones out taking pictures. A bit of common sense there. You can't block a major urban intersection while that's going on. If it's safe to do so, get the cars off the side of the road and don't cause an obstruction.
And have your conversations then.
Exchange
all details, even if you are, as you see it, the innocent party.
Yeah, you cannot reasonably withhold the details, so you'll have to exchange them. The other thing is, there's no point, it's never constructive discussing liability at the scene. And the one that really frustrates motorists, I'm afraid you don't get any say in deciding who is liable. It's baked into the nature of your insurance contract. You sign away the right. It is your insurance company who will do this. And this is one of the principal frustration for motorists. I knocked Pat Pat's wing mirror off. We exchanged insurance details. 5 months later, I find that he made a 15 grand personal injury claim while he was at it. And my insurance company paid up. And now I'm paying an extra insurance premium. It's a standard complaint that most motorists have. And the only way to avoid it insofar as you can is to take good details at the scene, take phone pics, etc. If you put a small dent in my door, you're going to be stretching the piece to say you got whiplash from that when you come to make a claim. So any documentation or photos that I've got will help. But unfortunately, but it's out of your hands.
It's worth sometimes taking careful note of what's going on, because I remember years ago I had a slight tip. It's my fault. And there was a small amount of damage done to a car. The bill came in and I wrote to the insurance company and said, do not pay this.
Yeah.
This is outrageous. And they didn't. They dropped the amount they paid, I think, to a quarter.
That can happen. More commonly, to the motorist's frustration, the insurance company does pay up. And that then appears as a claim on your record. Now, most of us have protected no claims, so you can get, you know, one or two yellow cards, if you like, before it really starts affecting you. But nevertheless, it's galling. And the response of somebody, I mean, you know, you think everybody's a nice person, but this sort of Mark One human being is involved in a circumstance where minor damage is done. And you find out afterwards that this nice lady, whoever she was, has actually tried to con an insurance company out of 10, 15, 20,000 euro and has got away with it. And it's now going to affect your insurance record going forward. It's very galling.
My daughter was driving from Lucan towards Newcastle on Friday evening when a car overtaking her at a pedestrian crossing hit another car coming out of an entrance and then hit my daughter's car. And that car kept, the offending car kept going.
Yeah, well, that's hit and run. And that is a very serious offence.
So if she got the reg of that car, that driver is in very serious trouble.
That driver could legally face up to 10 years in jail for the offence, depending on the severity. Now, obviously, that doesn't arise if it's a small material damage. But what you're describing there is a serious criminal offence that's specifically mentioned in law. Mm. You may not leave the scene of an accident.
I scratched a car a while back and left a note, says another listener. I'd asked a few lads if it was their car, if they knew whose car it was. They told me, say nothing. Unfortunately, most people would try to get away with it. It's not the way I operate, though. I would do it again, even though the driver of the other car, whose father owned the car, was completely ungrateful for my having left a note.
Yeah, I know. So they're ungrateful, or they might even take advantage. I think personally that you're better off fessing up. I think in the long run, it's not going to hang over you. But that's easy advice to give, you know, and it could wind up costing somebody quite a bit of money.
I had a small bump, 3 personal injury claims, 93,000 paid by my insurance company. Everybody was perfect. And it really was a small bump driving at 5 kilometres per hour in rush hour traffic.
Yeah,
that's like the OPW. If the insurance company pay up for that, that's like the OPW building a stupid wall.
Absolutely. It's like paying 300 grand for a bike shed. It's irresponsible on the part of the insurance company. I suspect that that is a relatively old story, Pat, because it was the case prior to recent reforms and things like the Injuries Resolution Board, etc. Insurance companies, I used to give out to them, they were criminally lazy about that. They would just do the simplest thing to get it off their books, de-risk their own books, and far too many people got away with it to the point that we know it became an industry doing it.
I have to say, Pat, same thing happened to me in a supermarket car park. I claimed from my insurance, that's what they're there for, after all, and they never increased my payments. They were so good. I'd been with the same company for years. Now, if you have a tip like that in the supermarket car park where you don't know what caused it and you claim and you have that insurance against, you know, you're insuring your no claims bonus. Is that okay?
You are, but two things to bear in mind. One is there's almost certainly an excess on the policy, which is to say that you'd pay the first portion of any repair. So I suspect that consumer paid the first 100, 250, whatever it was. Second thing is if you don't have protected no claims, or you may have something called step back bonus, which means you may lose a portion of your note. Now, if you've got a policy that covers you for all of that, then great. But in many, many cases, when you look at your various options, the least risky, most economic thing to do is just suck it up and pay for your own repair.
Can Connor explain what to do when a car is hit by an uninsured driver?
Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland covered that. So that's a levy on everybody's motor insurance policy. It adds about 7 or 8% to what you pay and what I pay. It goes into a fund and they pay those claims. So in essence, as the victim, you just treat MIBI as if they were another insurance company, and you will in that sense be fully covered.
Does a scratch on your car door devalue the car?
Yes, it does. More than it should, in fact. fact. If you're trading a car in, for example, it will significantly affect the value.
Yeah, but the fellow who's taken the trade in, if he's in a dealer's,
yeah,
they say, oh, missus, that'd take that'd be 700 to fix that. He gets it done for 200.
Yes. Yeah. That's yeah, weird. Exactly. But, you know, it will. You'll have to send it off to a paint shop. And these days, you know, a lot of those car paints are sort of very bespoke and they have to be very specifically colour matched. Gone are the days, well, not quite gone, but almost gone are the days of the touch-up pen in the garage and the little spray can. Really has to be done professionally.
Finally, one from Martina. Could you ask Conor about the new speed changes that come into force on the 6th of February? I don't see any sign changes here in Wexford.
No, that's in the programme for government, that the government is going to look to review default speed limits countrywide. But I don't think there's anything due in the first. The most important thing while we're on this subject, Pat, and we may talk about it again, is the deadline at the end of March. Absolutely everybody must give their driver number to the insurance company. They may not have it already. You may not have one if you're living life on a learner permit or something like that. The noose is closing around you. Everybody will have to do that by the 31st of March. That, to my mind, that's the only one that is due to go live. Other stuff is just part of the programme for government.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, consultant to the RIAC. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.